Blog Talk Radio.
Going to bring the child protective services in, the police and all that.
And but maybe you won't tell your mother what's going on, but you're going to tell the police sooner or later, because what's going to happen is they're going to get their mama to beat, and they're going to take her out or take you out. Don't let this happen to your child. Talk to your children. Find out what's going on with them in school. A friend of mine worked up at Dennis up there. Well, she don't work up there anymore. Her little daughter was on the program, if you recall, about a year ago, about some bullying stuff. She said, that two little girls jumped on her again. I said, bring her on the program. Me and her will be glad to talk to her. You know, I said, but if you don't want to talk on the air, we'll talk in private. This is what we do. This is another Monday past, and it hadn't happened yet. See, when you don't talk about those things, you can't expose them. And then when they don't be exposed, they blow up in your face sometimes. And then there's a whole lot of people involved. You on the 28th of next month, we're going to have a domestic violence seminar. And what we're going to do, we got five or six people willing to come. You don't have to call no names but your own. You don't have to call your own name. But just come and talk about it. Look, the more people become aware of it, the more you expose this type of stuff. You know, so many people died of AIDS. They had it and were scared to talk about it. I ain't telling nobody, I'm all mad. Why not? You know, why not? You know, a lot of people don't get their blessings because they don't ask for it. They're scared to tell that, look, I'm all right. How can you be all right? How can God know how to give you a gift and to give you a blessing if you don't tell them what you need to be blessed? So, you know, this is what we do. You know, y'all know I've been with the Pizzaholic for years. I went with Growing On for years. I've been with the Alliance for Concerned Young Black Men and Women for years. And I also am the founder, through Dr. Rollout, the late Calvin Rollout, with a program of my own called Back Straight. So I've been in the business since I've come out of jail. I did 42 years of my life in jail of giving back. I know about the little man because I'm a little one. I know about being I'm living in the community now, housebreaking and people doing everything. You think they got cameras up around here, people selling drugs on the playground and everything. You think they wanted to, look, this is your mic. Come in and talk about whatever. Come in, call in, sit in, tune in, do whatever you got to do, but talk about it. The people from from New York called me, because a lot of my family, their houses up there, I'm giving you a shout out up there. All my house and family up there in New York, Brooklyn, love you. Call, listen in, tune in, sit in. That's my family. Love them. And hopefully that they can pay attention to this type of stuff, because I know my big sister there ain't going for nothing. You know what I'm saying? She don't go for that. But before, I just did third way, because man, that violent stuff is something that need not be. And then a lot of our children are being bullied in school. And their parents don't know nothing about it. They don't go to the Parents Teachers Association, the meeting, and all that type of stuff. So when the child come home, they don't know what's going on. Sometimes they don't see him. They go to bed, or stay in the room, and no. You know, the kids will tell more on the telephone to their best buddies than they will to their mother and father about what's going on with them. You know, I mean, this is something that have to be stopped. All you do is beating up. Yeah, I'm at 2026 Merlin Avenue. And if anybody feel like they want to beat on one, come and try me. If that's what's happening, because I don't consider you a man. I don't consider you a man to the person that you're beating on. I don't consider you a father to the children that you. This is crazy. Go say something to these people.
Well, as you can see, y'all got Jake fired up today, and as he should be, this is what we do. And so it's a good indication of feeling free to come over and speak with us, talk with Jake, and I can guarantee you're going to get results. But I want to say good evening to everyone, and again, we want to welcome you to our weekly talk show program called A Nation in Prison. May God have mercy. We're here every Monday at 6 6 o'clock p.m. And we don't have to wait for Jake to get fired up like he is. And he's always that way. So anytime you want to just come on in and talk with us, we'll certainly be here to try to do what we can to assist. If you want to call in, please give us a call at 646-668-2799. If you can't get through on that number, then call us at 202-525-1416. And I guarantee you we will be on the air and like to listen to whatever it is you have to say. Anyway, my name is Earl Pope, and I'm here with, of course, with Mr. Jake Johnson, and we are broadcasting live from the Family Community Fellowship Church. We're located at 2026 Maryland Avenue Northeast, and we're in the Carver-Langston community. We're here under the direction of the good prophet, Pastor Darrell Lewis.
Yes.
And just so you know, every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock a.m., you might want to tune in to Block Talk Radio and listen to the great pastor as he gets us up and going every Sunday morning. He got something to talk about.
You
can bet him. Yeah. And you can reach him by calling actually the same numbers, 646-668-2799. If you want to get him, call him on direct, 240-370-1587. And every Sunday morning, 9 o'clock a.m., get your day started right with the pastor, Elder Darrell Lewis, our main man. He certainly keeps us straight here. And you need, as you can see, we need somebody here to keep Jake straight.
Some referees that want to holler at it. We got black referees in the district of Columbia. And nobody, I never knew that. So I told him I'd give him a shout out. They said, come on.
Well, you said six black referees in the district of Columbia.
Well, NBA referees.
NBA? Basketball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. In case you didn't understand, our main goal here is to discuss ways to deter bullying in our community and definitely in our schools. And Jake and I both serve as mentors. We're here to assist anyone needing our help. You need us to come and walk the kids home from school or whatever it takes to deter bullying, just give us a call, and we'll certainly be glad to come over and take care of that.
You want to come up and call in and talk about it? Do that.
Okay. We like to get Jake back on the line, but before we do, we want to thank our sponsors. We like to thank Days Inn over there on New York Avenue for sponsoring this program, and we certainly would like to open up to anyone that want to help keep this program on the air. We are taking any donation of any size. Jake, where do they send the donation to?
Well, we're going to send it right here to 2026 Maryland Avenue in care of Generation by Faith.
Okay.
And,
I don't know if you heard that or not. You can send it right here to 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., to the Family Community Fellowship Church in care of
A nation in prison.
A nation in prison. And we certainly like to accept that on your behalf and help keep this program on air. Jake just informed me that we got six black NBA referees here in the District of Columbia.
Never knew it.
And we'd like to give them a shout out right now. The first was at Reggie Greenwood. He's the supervisor of officers. Is that what that said, Jake?
Well, he in the supervisor's office. You know, they were all at dinner. Eating dinner, they was having their little meeting or something, you know. And I just eavesdropping and had the, you know, ear hustling and heard them. You know, man, look, people got to know about y'all.
Yeah.
Man, you know, people don't like referees and stuff. They got to happen because if they didn't have it, what you think would be happening out there on them fields or on them courts?
Okay.
You know, just like living in a neighborhood with no police. If the police go, I'm gone.
So Mr. Greenwood, that's Reggie Greenwood, would be the supervisor of officers. You have Mr. Joseph C. Mitchell Sr. He's a retired basketball official, from the high schools and...
Yeah, referee around the high school when they had basketball games and that type of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. How about Willie? Was to L.A. Jones, also an official. So there's a couple more that we don't have the names of, but we certainly probably be among these guys. I mean, they keep these games going and help out around the city. So
more importantly, they doing something to attend to our youth. You know, that's what got me interested, because anytime, you know, every time a guy running for mayor, so he was came to our church yesterday, and one of the first things I asked him, if you look on Mayor Bowser's line on Facebook, you'll see my notation that I said, why don't we have something for these children? Pardon me, y'all. You have these happy hour for grown-ups. Then they got a happy hour plus now. You understand? All for grown-ups. When they get off of work, they can go out and drink out and sit out and do whatever they got. We need a happy hour for our children. Get these kids off the street. Give them something to do. If they're doing whatever they're doing on the street, let them do it inside of a building. And at least you can kind of control what they're doing. They got people selling drugs and drinking and rolling up and doing everything on the playground right in front of the children. The children that can come out and play got to mingle with them because they don't have no laundry no more. You know, you can go anywhere now and don't have no job, don't do nothing, just hang out. So all the grown people, that's where they hang out at. Because why? They know that they sell this little fake K2 stuff to the youngsters. They smoking and get crazy, and they don't have no sense of recognition or guidance as we talk. So we don't have anything at all.
That's amazing, because when we came up, we had programs in some of the churches, like the New York Avenue Presbyterian Church. They had basketball sports down there. They had a jukebox to go down there and dance all evening, play basketball all on the same court.
Man.
Dancing on one end and playing basketball on the other. You had places like Kennedy Playground and all kinds of just places for us, things for us to do to keep us occupied and keep our minds off of that craziness. And today they don't seem to have that. They're not putting emphasis on recreation for the kids.
This is amazes me. You know, I go up to New York every now and then to Brooklyn visit my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I seen one playground up there. All them people, I think New York got about 8-10 million people. I seen one playground, because I could imagine that they have more. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But and then the playgrounds that you find here in the District of Columbia, you can't go on them after dark. They're closed at 6:00. I mean, so where the children are supposed to be in school, for the most part, up until maybe 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening for, you know, those who have some kind of program, you know, for the people to come back and pick up the kids. So where do those kids go? On the streets where the people sell them drugs at. That's your kids. Walk down the street.
We got a caller here. Let's see what the caller.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Hello?
What's your name? Hello, caller.
Yes, this is Eva Hauser.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's my sister. Hello, dear.
Hi, Uncle
D. You all right? Oh, that's my niece. How y'all doing over there? We're from Brooklyn. Nice hearing from you. I appreciate you calling. Love you. And keep up. Just spread the word. Let them listen. Let them call in, tune in, sit in, do whatever. But just get us on air. We need the support. Thank you. God bless you. And you know I love you.
Love you too. And I wish you good fortune with your station.
Well, we want to thank you for calling in and continue to listen to the program.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Evie. You know, and they call from Brooklyn, New York. So that, you know, we're expanding. People here all over the country.
Oh.
If you see something, say something. And again, you know, we can do a lot. You think that simply listening to Blog Talk Radio don't mean a thing? I told you, we had a guy in here Sunday come to my pastor's church that's running for mayor. you know. And he said, I'll be there. You understand what I'm saying? We have the ANC commissioner come in and talk. These people trying to get some information out to the people. Now, we're not politically oriented. We don't care who you are or what you vote for or how you do. We don't have no whatever you believe and whoever you want to vote, that's on you. That's personal. We don't endorse nobody on this program. You understand what I'm saying? But anybody can come in and talk.
Absolutely. Well, Jake, I'd like to see if we can give out a little more information about the location and things. But the seminar is coming up on the 28th. Do you have any information on that?
Well, let me just go here. Oh, yeah, Marcus walking in the door. Marcus, do you have an update about the seminar that we have on the 28th of December?
Absolutely. Coming to the Carver Terrace Langston community is a domestic violence summit. It's scheduled for December the 28th, starting at 7 p.m. until we're going to have a live audience question and answer session. We're going to have a panel of local experts in the domestic violence arena from court, from MPD. We're in communication with the mayor's office, our Ward 5 council member. We have the absolute full support of the ANC commissioners, not just ANC 5, mm-hmm. but had a discussion this afternoon with ANC membership up in Ward 4, to where the entire city is trying to marry itself behind this event. It's a troublesome event or circumstance, I should say, within our community. Folks are wanting to come out and have a discussion about how do we transition from behaviors of the past to behaviors of the future, to where we're uplifting, we're upholding persons of whatever persuasion, male, female, young, and old.
That's right.
In any way of conflict. Here at Carver Terrace Family Community Fellowship and our faith-based arm, Family Community Fellowship, through the leadership of our beloved prophet, District Elder Darrell Lewis.
About to be a bishop, too.
Soon to be.
Give him all that
guy. By the way, international leadership under his direction. We've been set a course on finding a way to address the violence in our city, in our neighborhood. So we're throwing this together. We have some wonderful corporate sponsorship that has jumped behind this. Pepco Exelon Corporation. We have Days In at 2700 New York Avenue, along with a host of others. The Chateau, many of our local business leaders that are directly here in our community. So stay tuned. There's more information to come. We're going to make an announcement sometime on the show next week about our panelists that are going to come out and discuss with us. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to turn it back over to these very capable men that host this. And I got to tell you again, guys, how impressed, how encouraged I am in what you're doing with this radio show, your target community, the issues that you discuss, the manner in which you go about bringing this process to the community of Family Community Fellowship as part of the leadership within the organization. I am absolutely glad to be associated with the manner in which you guys bring this to our community. So bear in mind, we're gonna make an announcement next week about this event on the 28th, and mark your calendars to circle the month of February, because that's when we have our citywide prayer breakfast.
Mm.
So we're gonna pray for our government leaders.
right, now.
Our government leaders in the era of Trump, in the era of sexual harassment, through all the halls of Congress, from the Dirksen building to the Russell building, and any of the supporting member buildings around that area. We're going to pray for our leaders because our leaders are in a very bad state of affairs.
Yeah, they're supposed to be making laws. They're making love.
The leadership in this city and in this nation need our prayer. So we're going to come together in February, second Saturday of February, February the 10th, and we're going to do just that. We're going to stand up some of the top faith-based community leaders, government leaders, and we're going to try to bring as many people as we possibly can to come here in this city and have a prayer vigil for our leaders. And we're going to roll out a whole bunch of other initiatives for 2018 at that time. But I'm going to turn it back over to you guys.
Marcus, that sounds really like something that most folks should want to attend. But I don't want you to run yet because I'm still not sure that you gave the location.
I was getting ready to close out and finish with this, Mr. Pope. The location is going to be right here at Carver Terrace Family Community Fellowship headquarters, which is Maryland Avenue, third floor, in our second sanctuary on the third floor. We're going to have a live question and answer right here, 2026 Maryland Avenue, starting at 7 p.m. The only other caveat.
That's the domestic violence.
Right, the domestic violence. The only other caveat, and I'm gone, gentlemen, is this. What we're working to augment that with is throughout that New Year's Eve weekend, we want to, from the start, the close of that discussion, that summit, that night, we want to be able to man our phones here at Family Community Fellowship from that period of time to when we close out until daybreak on Monday morning. So where folks can call in, if you're in the community and you're in trouble, you can get to the door. We're going to have it coordinated to where we're going to have the victim advocates here on call, as well as we're going to have our MPD official here. So there's a seamless transition to get any and everyone help that weekend. So we're going to have, again, somebody manning the phone, somebody here in the safe house from about 9:30 that night when we close the show out to 6 a.m. Monday morning, around the clock. If you're in trouble, you need help, all that information will be disseminated in the community. Pay attention. You're going to see posters up around the city. You're going to see information on the board coming up, 50 coming into the city from Days Inn coming up New York Avenue. We've got Exelon Pepco as one of our corporate sponsors. When you go to dance on the dance floor at the Chateau and a bunch of other places, you're going to see, you're going to hear about it. Bring somebody to the live audience. Ask the question. If you cannot, no matter where you are, if you're on the road traveling to see family on the other side of the country, you can hit our national number and you can call in and ask the question while you're traveling on the road to your destination, listening to the outcome of the close of 2017 Domestic Summit here at Carver Terrace Family Community Fellowship. So I'm going to turn it back over to you guys. We're going to have a full-blown advertisement, announcement, I should say, next week of the entire agenda, the panel that's coming with the mayor's office, the council member's office, all of the ANCs, not just, again, our ANC community is very active in this. Tonight we're in the presence of ANC 4501 about their participation this afternoon here in this event. So it's not just Ward 5. This is about our whole city. So we're going to talk again next week and have a little bit more defined information for you.
Well, Marcus, I certainly want to thank you. You've enlightened us, and we it must be because we have not given out the number lately that nobody's calling, because there should be some questions coming from folks out there. So let me give this number right now. The number to call is 646-668-6600. 2799. I know there must be some questions out there about this summit coming up, about the prayer breakfast, and about all the great things they're doing over here at the Family Community Church. You guys need to be calling us and asking us questions and trying to figure out how you can get involved.
Somebody, I know somebody want to call, but if they're associating me with the church, anybody know that throughout the years, that was the furthest thing away from me. You know, I had 6 homicides, drugs.
That's all in the past now. We are looking at new person here, and I mean, you have turned your life around. So that's a good indication that the folks out there in the community can do the same thing.
And if you need to have some counsel, if you feel like you want to rob somebody, beat up somebody, pick up somebody, or just do nothing, this is the place. Look, if the lifestyle you're living is not becoming you, then you should be coming to us. Because we can motivate you to work, to help somebody. And a lot of stuff that you think that's not going to be significant, it means the world to somebody else. Just help with, you know, people don't even help the old ladies across the street no more, or anybody. They see little kids walking across the street. A lot of people don't even care to stop driving. See them walk, look, get out the street. Look, people, look, y'all got to understand this. This is a new beginning, first day of the new awareness of your life. You have to want to be better, to become better. You have to want to not only know the God that you serve, find a church to go to. You know, you're going to get some good stuff. You're going to get some good stuff. Find a good program to listen to. You're going to do some good stuff. Find a way to come within yourself to say, I want to be better.
Mark, are you leaving?
No, sir. Okay. I'm going to step out here.
But I do want to, before you walk out, I do want to say with the listening audience, you have our sympathy. His mother passed. And
yes.
He's still here
strong
trying to get bring goodwill to the community. So you have my respect 100%. And
yes.
I'm sorry to hear about your mom.
I appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
It's been difficult.
I know it. You ain't got to tell me.
One of the things we found out was that my mom allowed her insurance to lapse last year. So we've been scrambling. We met with Mr. Horton at Horton Funeral Services just no more than an hour and a half ago.
Right.
Trying to scramble this thing together. The outpour of love and support from church community, from community of Carver Terrace Langston has been nothing but God-driven. My family, on behalf of myself and my family, I want to thank everybody for their help and participation, their continued help, because we still need help to try to get this thing pulled off and send one of God's daughters of his work.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a sterling example, and we all say that about our moms.
That's right.
As men.
Wow,
but this is the gospel. My mother was a sterling example of Paul's, Paul wrote a letter to the Ephesians about go about in love and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Go about in love one another.
Mm-hmm.
But he added a caveat to that, and it was go about in love and Jesus. With love.
Mm.
That puts a whole different dimension on how we love. And my mother was one of those that would take her shirt off the back and give it to the world.
Mm.
So the support that God is showing back for her faithfulness, I love you guys. I have nowhere else I would be, Mr. Pope, than to be here doing my job, Family Community Fellowship, and supporting you two gentlemen.
That's showing you're here. You are trying to do everything all at one time. But again, you certainly have our sympathy, our prayers for you and your family as you go about trying to do the thing for your mom. But
and before you guys close out, I'm gonna come back on for 30 seconds and give a detailed. back in.
No problem, Mark. No problem, Mark.
I'm going to throw this number out here again because, I mean, this should be, phone should be all lit up and not, Jake. I don't know what's going on. But the call-in number is 646-668-2799. And if you can't get through on that one, then try 202-525-1414.
Let me just say something, people. You know, like Dale said, these phone lines should be bubbling high. Now, I don't know about New York. You know, I know I had a niece up there. She had a dude one time that they gave me the indication that her baby's father had did something to her. And they tell you, my sister had to do all she could to restrain me. I don't like it. A dude hit on a woman, he and especially if they're in my family, he gonna have to deal with me. It's just unheard of. I don't like advantage taking. As much as I did wrong out in the street, man, I didn't tolerate no advantage taking. I didn't take the advantage, and I don't tolerate no advantage taking. So people, if you know something, I mean, if the people down the street, next door, upstairs, wherever you are, if you know they're beating on a woman, call me. I'll expose them. You know, because this stuff has got to stop. You know, all you Dallas Cowboys fans, you see what's been happening to you then because your star running back ain't running no more because he's stupid instead of using his feet, he was using his fist. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do that. They didn't catch up with you. God punishes those who supposed to be punished. He told Abraham, I'll bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. But listen, we have a great agenda of stuff that we want to do to give something back. Spoke about, and we're speaking about the domestic violence, and Earl and I talk about domestic violence and bullying when we come on every Monday. This is what we're talking about. This is what our foundation is based upon. That we detest it and we're going to make people aware of it. And if you're doing it, we're going to expose it. Now, you know, all we're doing is exposing the act, not the perpetrator. If you don't want to talk about who hit you, then don't mm-hmm. call no name. But come call in and talk about it because you can help somebody. Look at all the people called in and talk about this.
We got a caller here. Let's see what they caller, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
I wanted to welcome the show back, A Nation in Prison.
Thank
you. And
want
to say how good it, yes, I'm glad that it's back on the air. I missed the show, actually. I'm glad it's back on the air, and it's good for the community.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, we certainly plan to be here. We're here every Monday at 6 p.m., and we're certainly glad that you're out there listening, and we want to thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for us, or you just want to welcome us back?
And we appreciate that.
I wanted to welcome you all back, but I also wanted to mention the funding event or building event for Family Community Fellowship Church.
Yes.
That's coming up on December the 28th.
Yes, ma'am.
We're
going to give a
few
more details about that before we close out today. I'm going to have Marcus come back and give a few final details about that, but we certainly are looking forward to that.
Okay, that's going to be a wild one. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, you want to give us your name?
My name is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Glad
Hi,
to have you, Cheryl.
How are you?
All right, well, thank you. And like I said, we will be giving out a few more details before we close out today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, well,
have a good season.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
You see, I mean, that's somebody listening that they miss us. You know, one of the reasons why we got absent, because nobody, you know, they go on TV and they go to Safeway when ABC and NBC and all them people get on there and say, come and give us canned goods and all that, give millions of dollars to them people. Never seen them, you know, talk about it. They ain't giving nothing back to the community. You know, they ain't never gave me no Christmas basket, Easter basket.
Wow,
but look, we need your donations, y'all. I don't care if it's $1, 50 cents, quarter. Earl, give them an address so they can send this back. We at 2026 Merlin Avenue.
Northeast. And that's Washington, D.C., 2002. But we also want to give a shout-out and a thank you again to our sponsors that sponsor the program right now, which is the Days Inn over there on New York Avenue. That's 2700 New York Avenue Northeast. Epsilon Pepco, we want to thank you for stepping in and helping us.
They added the
ladies over at the Chateau. And they've added, we go starting to give. That's Olivia and Tawana over there. They are doing a super job. They have taken that place, man. And, it's amazing. So if you have not been to the Chateau lately, you may want to consider going and checking it out. Just the ambiance in there is worth going to see. It's a mini Martin Crosswind or something in there.
Yeah.
So you really may want to just check it out. And tell Olivia and Tawana that we certainly thank you from for them stepping in and helping out. That's what we need more people in the community to do.
Yeah.
And at least that's what they're doing over there.
Yeah.
And they've done a wonderful job.
That's good. We can ride by at least on Friday and Saturday and see the cars line up on the street. So they must be doing something because people are still going. But look, you know, it's a situation where the community is uniting. You understand, to become involved with stuff. And so I want you all to show your support for us. Earlier I don't get paid. You understand what I'm saying? We don't get paid.
We're not doing this for money. This is not about getting paid. This is about us wanting to give back to the community, get them involved, and get people protected, people looking out after people, and just the bullying situation was kind of rough over here one time. It's eased up a little bit now, but we want to keep it that way.
They called me on Sunday to take the day because I'm outside with my walkie-talkie, walking to people and children across the street, you know, where the cars come when after the church house. But, I mean, you know, it's giving back. If they can call me Detective Jake because I got a walkie-talkie, fine. And don't think I won't use it. If you hit one of these people and don't stop and kill right,
you have your tag number.
You're
going down.
You're going to the penitentiary.
All right.
But, you know, we have a lineup of things that we're going to try to do. We talk about the domestic violence roundtable. And we're going to try to, and then next after that, we're going to have this prayer breakfast again. But then I want to work on this bullying thing, this anti-bullying awareness thing for the children. You understand what I'm saying? And I need your support. If you have a child, you know, that you think that just needs counseling or mentoring, but just come in and sit with me and Earl. You know, and I'll guarantee you that child will have a better perspective when he or she leaves it. You know, or call in and let the child talk to him. You know, you have to give the children some accountability and responsibility. And so we're going to have, I'm trying to get them to do a children's happy hour. You understand what I'm saying? And so that the children can find a place to go during the wee hours, you know, maybe from 5 to maybe 12 o'clock at night. Get them off the street.
Don't need to be out at 12.
Well, the parents are letting them stay out anyway. You understand? You can walk down the street at the Disneyland Columbia.
It's
2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You do 5 or 6 year old kids running around with bicycles and doing all that stuff.
They got school the next day. They should be home in bed.
Good place. You know, but Washington, D.C., I don't know about this place. You know, we're going to have to unite and make our living conditions better. Again, you know, our lawmakers supposed to be up there making law. They making love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So if the people don't come together and unite in a strengthening manner to raise their level of their voices to be heard, that's why we here. You can make your voice heard. Don't you think that these lawmakers are not listening to us, hoping that we say or do something wrong, that they can come and try to shut us up. That's not happening with Jake Johnson. I'm going to get it out, and you got to help me get it out. Earl going to be here to support us with you. We're not going to disrespect anybody, but we're not going to disgrace anybody either. If your place is to be exposed for what you're doing to our women and our children, you're going to be exposed. And so, you know, we would like to get contributions to send a child to camp when some of these parents can't send them to camp for a week or two, 10 days or so. We want to send our children, help somebody to send a child to college. So that's what I was doing with a piece of hope. You know, we want to have people to talk about what's going on in your neighborhood. In this neighborhood I live in, I've been here 10 years. Don't you know they don't have no security like cameras around here? Over Clark Street is plenty. So you don't see the people over there selling drugs because they know they got them on camera. Over here, they break into places, take all the TVs and stuff out of the people's houses over here. No, they when I first moved around here, they did have security police. They fired them.
Yeah.
You know, so we all had to come together as a unity, as a community, and build the president had the right agenda. He said he wanted to make America great again, you know, or better again. Let's start with our own city, our own neighborhood.
All right.
You understand? If we can support one another, then we can support the president or anybody else that wants to do. Make us better, make us live better. All this old crazy talk about bombing and all that kind of stuff. I got you, Jake. You know.
Well, 646-668-2799 is the number to call to get on the program. Can't get through on that number, 202-525-1416.
Yeah, I'm over there getting Marcus to be back.
Okay, yeah, and don't forget about Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Please tune in to the pastor himself. I think you will be pleased at what you hear. And that's the pastor of Family Community Fellowship Church, Pastor Daryl Lewis, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Get your uplifting started. Okay, well, we're about to begin to close out, so we're going to give you some final information on the upcoming seminar on the 28th of December, as well as, again, we want to thank our sponsors, Today's Inn over on New York Avenue, and Epsilon Pepco for help sponsoring this program and getting it back on the air. And we certainly want to thank the Chateau, Olivia and Tawana over there, the Chateau, and what they're doing, giving back in the community. So we can get Marcus back in here. We're going to wind this thing down, and we want to thank everyone for listening, the callers for calling in today. Jake and I are here every Monday from starting at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and our main goal is to discuss ways to deter bullying in our community. Also in our schools, and we're here to mentor anyone that needs our assistance. Like Mr. Johnson always say, if your attitude is not becoming to you, then you need to be coming to us. Certainly want to try to keep this program on the air, so we will be taking any donations of any size. Please send that to Family Community Fellowship Church in care of A Nation in Prison, at 2026 Maryland Avenue Northeast, Washington, D.C., 2002. You can give us a call over here at 202-525-1416. Marcus coming.
Yeah, Marcus coming. But let me just reiterate to all your listeners, I really appreciate the support that you've given us. Last time we had over 2,500 listeners. So that means that people from all around, all walks of life, are listening. People are calling in and saying, Jake, Earl, we appreciate what you're doing. You know, thank you for that. And each morning, we'll be here at 6 o'clock. If the fact that you listen and tune in, give us a rating. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to say anything. Just listen. You know, and we really appreciate it. And so before we close out, Marcus, come and give us some final remarks, because I want these people to have all the information that's for them to have. I need your support. I really need your support, you know, because we have a lot of initiatives that we're going to undertake with the new year, and we're going to need all the support that we can get. And again, I appreciate you. I love you. And my house is up in New York. Love you, love you, love you. My big sister up there, Y'all, thank you for the support. Mark, say something to these people before I get stressed out.
Okay, again, the event is December 28th. We'll start gathering at 6:30 p.m. here at 2026 Maryland Avenue, third floor sanctuary. We're going to have some light refreshments prior to the event that starts at 7:30. It's a panel discussion coupled with Q&A, live audience, live call-in audience, also simultaneously aired on YouTube. All of that information is on our website at www.familycommunityfellowship.org. You can find links on Daryl Lewis Facebook that will point you to the website and the information surrounding this event. You can look out for him on Prophet Daryl Lewis at Twitter. You can pull us up on our SSS feed for Family Community Fellowship. Now, mind you, I'm tossing this out to you now, but we're going to take 10 minutes next week, and we're going to have a full discussion, right, about exactly what's going to take place on the 28th. On the 28th, in detail. So check in with us, and we're going to outline that days in. Pepco, we thank you for your support, all that you do for our show moving forward.
You got a fair moment.
I'm going to turn this back over to these gentlemen so they can close out their show in full fashion, right? But there's no room for alarm. Because God has this under control.
You're
all
right. Yes, you better. Right. Yes, you
thank
better.
You, guys.
Well, Marco, we certainly want to thank you for that. I appreciate you.
Right.
Especially right now, what you're going through. So, we doubly
appreciate you. I appreciate you, Mr. Cook.
All
thank
right,
you, sir.
Very thank much. You, man. Yeah. And you folks out there really will have to help us out on the 28th. We expect to see you. And, Jake, with that,
again, I want to give a shout out to those. NBA referees that do so much and go through so much from the people who count the officials that keep our children safe. You asked to keep our children safe. Did you see the thing for the Turkey Bowl? The high schools fighting on they were supposed to have the
They still almost won the game. They only lost by 7 points, but they lost what, 17 of their players.
But the thing, I mean, those officials, there ain't but 4 or 5 of them out there on the field jumping between all that. They got more hard than me, you know. But all them youngsters out there, you know, jumping and fighting and rolling. But this is what we're talking about, you know, people willing to sacrifice to help our children. You know, people miss that. Some people out here, you know, you don't have to have a uniform on. All you need to do is have a voice or have an eyesight to see a lot of stuff and report it. If it's being hot, then be hot. You know, because we have to kind of control this stuff. It's getting out of hand. That's the sexual harassment thing is gone. The bullying thing is gone. This domestic violence thing is gone.
They just got rid of the top Black Democrat in the House.
Yeah.
For John Conyers for sexual harassment. That's a big blow to the Black community. It's unfortunate at his age to have to go down like that. I mean, this thing started with. Definitely. He was the oldest serving member in the House. And things started with Bill Cosby and Mushroom Man.
Mushroom, yeah.
And now it's hitting all facets of the workplace out there. And it's sad to have the oldest serving member of the House have to step down for sexual harassment, sexual leave.
All right, so Jake, with that, we're gonna, you guys.
No, I'm gonna let y'all listen at our theme song, and just listen at the words and let it resonate with you as we close with it. But again, I want to entreat you all to listen in next Monday. You know, give us all the support that you can. And again, y'all, please, I don't care if it's a dollar. We need your support. We need some financial support to stay on this air. You know, talking is cheap. People that us.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since.
Oh.
It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, don't.